Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, let's go around the NFL here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Again, coming up here in a little bit, we'll talk to our guy Andy Kalu. And then at noon, we'll go behind enemy lines as we try and get ready for the Niners game. We'll talk to Tracy Sandler at that point. But right now, going around the NFL. And NFL has had their fall league meetings. That's what's going on right now. And yesterday, I learned, at least, and I believe we all learned, what's going to happen with the Pro Bowl. I'm sure everybody is so fascinated by this. Apparently, in order to continue showcasing its efforts and its flag football initiatives, which we know are very important here in the city of Houston with the ownership of this team, the NFL is moving the Pro Bowl from the Sunday before the Super Bowl to Primetime Tuesday, baby. Yeah, Tuesday Pro Bowl. Excited?
Is this lipstick on a pig?
I don't even know what to call this.
Yeah.
I find this fascinating because at least it feels like the NFL is becoming more and more aware about what the Pro Bowl is.
It seems like they trying.
Yeah.
They trying right here. I don't know if it's going to make a difference, but it seems like they like, hey, if everybody coming down here for Super Bowl week,
yeah,
we might as well have the Pro Bowl here too.
But let's say you have a really nice house. You decorated it professionally. It's just gorgeous. It's perfection. But you got this dogs playing poker velvet painting, you know?
I am very interested in the illustration that you're doing here because okay. I don't understand it at all.
It's the perfect $7 million house, completely redesigned, redone, decorated. But you got this dogs playing poker velvet painting.
Who came up with that, Damon Jones?
Where are you going to put it? It's going to look like crap no matter where you put it. That's the analogy.
That's the Pro Bowl games. The Pro Bowl games.
It's the dogs playing poker velvet.
Hey, painting. Just put it in the garage, man.
Well, okay, put it in the garage. I'm good with that.
So, I mean, I feel like I get what they're.
Tuesday is the garage for Radio Row, ain't it?
It used to be Media Day. They moved it to Monday, right?
That's a great question that I'll actually need to double check on. But it'll be Tuesday evening. ESPN will have it. And it feels like that makes sense, right? Like, as opposed to trying to make this big island event that is, you know, structured on that Sunday, the Sunday prior, everybody's taking that weekend off, man. We're using this weekend to get ourselves ready for the biggest event in all of American sports and honestly, really American culture. So go ahead, stash that on a Tuesday where people might be at the house and might just flip on ESPN for it. You know what I mean? Like, put it on a Tuesday in that run where people are looking for something to do anyways. I think that this makes sense and it might actually get a little bit of attention, a little bit more attention.
Do it kind of make it inconvenient for the players, though, that are playing in it? Because I feel like some of those players make moves around Super Bowl week and all that stuff, too, especially on the Tuesday.
That's a decent point, you know, because
so now you got to gear it for, I know it's flag football.
But
now you got something to do.
Maybe not, though. They're not taking it serious, and it's flag. But you're right. As far as scheduling, a lot of them are working Radio Row. A lot of them are doing other stuff.
I was thinking about parties.
Yeah, parties.
They might be hosting parties in whatever city.
Yeah.
But they're playing the game at the, I believe it's Moscone, if I'm saying that correctly, Center, which is the place that's hosting the Super Bowl experience. If that's a, like,
wow.
They're
so
just
not even a football.
They're skipping this thing all the way. They're like, we know what time it is. We know what's happening here. Yeah. We're just gonna make this a part of the run up to the Super Bowl.
Go over to Levi's Stadium,
and I think that lowers the pressure, man. Like instead of this being a event that has to stand alone and make sense unto itself, it's just one of the many things that leads up to Super Bowl week. And I think if you put it in that context, it works just a little bit better. So I think this is actually a smart thing.
Just kind of demote it. You know,
you can't even play. What was it? Candlelight Stadium? Do they still got that? Candlestick? Do they still got that stadium?
Nah, Candlestick was torn down.
Or they tore it down.
They don't have it. You've seen real estate in San Francisco.
Great point. That's probably about four big old condominium buildings.
If that Astrodome was in San Francisco, it'd been gone 20 years ago.
Fair enough. Some other things around the NFL, and mind you, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We got some Thursday Night Football tonight, man.
Here we do.
And I'm interested. Do you have interest in this game? It is Vikings
Absolutely.
At Chargers. Chargers 3.5-point favorites. Mm-hmm. I feel odd all today mentioning anything that is betting related, as we will discuss at further length in what's popping. But that is the way that the line lays right now. 3-3 Vikings, 3-4 Chargers. Both teams that are
4-3 Chargers.
Or 4-3 Chargers. Sorry, yeah, because they've lost three in a row, haven't they? Where are you with these teams, and what are you looking for in this game?
I'm very interested in this game. Chargers is one of those teams. I mean, they're right there. Behind the Broncos in the AFC West, and we know what the Chiefs are doing. And so it gets real interesting. And if you want to really, really squint and cross your fingers and toes, you know, it might be a wild card, you know, effect in there too.
Are you rooting for the Vikings just off of that?
I don't know this is one I'm not really sure.
Are we early enough in the season with the Texans, or are you so far gone with the Texans? Are you in a place where you're looking at, I need to do all the rooting to see if I can get the Texans into the playoffs? Because at this point, like, that has to be some level of consideration, no?
Yeah, they're fighting for, at best, a wild card. So I probably should be rooting for the Vikings, but I'm kind of, and I just want to see a good game.
I'm kind of at Jim Moore? The playoffs? I'm kind of at that mode.
You should be.
Yeah, like, what? Root for them to lose? What are you doing?
Have you seen our record?
Yeah.
Did I tell you Nico Collins isn't playing?
Playoffs?
Fair enough. There are interesting things, though, with just 40 yards. 40 mm-hmm. yards tonight, Justin Jefferson will surpass Julio Jones for the fastest to 8,000 yards, obviously currently 7,960 for him through 83 career games. Career average is an NFL record right now, 95.9 yards per game. Legacy conversation ends up being frustrating. However, I know this is Sports Talk Radio. What are we looking at in Justin Jefferson? Like, how highly are you already anticipating or forecasting him to be in the pantheon of wide receivers? Because it feels like he's doing that.
That is a great question, because I haven't really – I still consider him a young player. Like, I still consider him like a baby in the NFL. I haven't – the thought legacy hasn't even entered my mind with him yet, other than he's awesome, you know. But legacy, it's funny you say that, because I guess you have to have that discussion given what he could do tonight, you know, go over 40 yards. I wonder who Damon Jones has on that. But anyway
– just Damon, huh?
Yeah, just – we'll get to that. You have to start thinking in those terms, and I would say still a ways to go to reach the very top because of longevity and such.
Because the names that I'm talking about in all of this, right, I obviously mentioned Julio Jones, who reached 8,000 receiving yards in his 85th career game. Lance Allworth reached 8,000 in his 83rd game. Some other names, Jerry Rice, who had 7,223 in his first 84, is in that same space, right? Like, you're talking about some big-time names.
Talking about a different era, too, in a lot of those cases.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fair enough. But yeah. I mean, some people would talk about that era as one that was not the same and not as amenable to passing
right.
as we are currently. So, but still, like, these are big names that you're talking about in that same vein with Justin Jefferson. So he's 40 yards away from making that level of history. And I think continuing to put himself in consideration along names of that ilk. And then also in this game, I just want to know who the hell the Chargers are. Like, they've dealt with some injuries here. I
don't, maybe that's my intrigue, yeah.
Because they looked really good early, and I thought that that might be this year, and then they've had some injuries, and I don't want to blame it entirely on injuries, so I'm interested. How good of a football team is this actually?
And it'll be a good test, that Vikings defense and the Vikings in general.
Yeah, although Vikings will have Carson Wentz going. J.J. McCarthy is the emergency third quarterback. I mentioned this yesterday when Paul Gallant was sitting in for you. I am starting to look at this like, do they actually want J.J. or is this like, are they slow pedaling a walk back from that?
No, I think they want J.J. I think they're committed to him. I think they have a certain amount of confidence in him. I'm not going to say completely confident. And it's Carson Wentz. I mean, they're gonna take the unknown, if there is still any, with J.J. McCarthy over Carson Wentz, if they could.
Some other things around the NFL. Man, Tua Tagovailoa has had a weird last couple weeks. When he steps to the podium and talks to the assembled media. This was his most recent circumstance. He was asked about, you know, maybe not getting the ball to Jaylen Waddle, one of his big weapons, as much as possible. This was the excuse that Tua gave.
Yeah, I think with that, some of it has to do with being able to see guys, with their guys also up front and our guys. And I'm not the tallest guy in the back there either. So being able to see and then, you know, sometimes when that happens, you don't want to just throw it blindly.
I'm starting to get a real Russell Wilson vibe with Tua Tagovailoa. It just sort of fake, says what he thinks people need to hear, has excuses. It just doesn't, it's not hitting right, man. It's just not, I think he's a fake.
Do you feel, I wonder if he rubbed his team teammates the wrong way.
I don't wonder. I think he does. Yeah.
That's interesting. And
well, especially with his previous comments.
With the locker room or people coming late.
Yeah, because that is wild for you to be the quarterback of the team and the authority that is imbued or that you get from that position just off of being quarterback, regardless of if you are actually someone that is deserving of authority. And he was like, hey, guys, let's meet. And they was like, psh, whatever.
Yeah.
That, yeah, I think what bothered me is the way he said it, too.
And he said it, and he went public
with it. It wasn't like a, man, these guys coming in late.
Yeah.
And no, I don't like it. You know, he didn't bring that fire with it. These guys coming in late.
Yeah.
He kind of that rubbed me the wrong way.
He by the way, he apologized for that. But now he comes through with this and basically saying it's because, you know, them linemen too tall, man. Mm-hmm. It's hard to see that. Is this actually a big deal, like this this one itself? Like, I'm with you. I didn't think that this particular comment was it. However, it falls in line with just, like, this continual pattern.
It sounds like Russell Wilson.
It's the player
that
everybody have an issue with, and this comment is piling on a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, there are a lot of short quarterbacks and short receivers. He's not that short. Isn't he, like, 6'1"?
Well, I mean, he's in a similar range as Drew Brees, and Drew Brees notably had some issues seeing over the middle line. Hell, you mentioned Russ. Russ had that as well. Yeah. One of the reasons why he was such a mobile quarterback was you can move around and see through the windows and then be able to get those passes off.
But they also game plan for that, and you mentioned moving around. They move him around a lot. I don't know if I buy any of this.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. Yeah. I just keep looking at that, and I go, man, it's it just feels so wrong. And I guess some of that is just when you are in a circumstance where your team is down bad, like the deodorant that is winning reveals some things, and it feels like we're getting some of that on Tua. But it's interesting that you compared him to Russ, because it really felt like something when we started getting people openly saying stuff about Russ.
Yeah.
I don't know how close we are to that, but if and when we get to that place, yeah, it feels like that'd be a real problem there. You're more around the NFL. The NFL announced that the Black Friday game between Bears and the Eagles won't require a subscription to see it on Prime Video.
It's like going to the corner and the drug dealer says, here, I'll give you one for free.
That's pretty much. Pretty much.
I'll give you this little bag right here for free. Just try it.
Do you read anything beyond that into the idea of this being made for free? Because, again, we're in a landscape in sports where so much of stuff is going behind a paywall. In fact, yesterday I was just thinking about it. I was like, yes, HBO Max, I believe, went up in subscription costs, which your favorite one is probably coming soon because that's how it seems to go. But I was thinking yesterday, just basketball, I was like, oh, right, now some of these national games are just going to be on Prime Video, and I might need to make sure that I got that squared away. Mm-hmm. But do you think that this is the NFL making some level of acknowledgement that, or even Amazon Prime making some level of acknowledgement that, hey, we're doing a lot putting some of these things behind that streaming paywall?
No, I think this is marketing. This is just a taste. They're going to love it. It's on Amazon Prime, and they're going to try to get people to subscribe. You will see commercials. You will see commercials. There's no question about it.
Oh, absolutely. I expect nothing less. The additional part, which is something that we've seen a lot with NFL in pairs with the idea that their international game schedule, they're talking about upping that, is that this game will also be seen globally. It's the first one that will be presented globally, according to Prime Video. 240 countries and territories around the world will be able to watch Bears-Eagles. Mm-hmm. So at least we're trying to export something that is decent. Would you like to laugh a little bit?
I love to laugh.
I don't even know if it's fair to laugh. However, the Cowboys, particularly Jerry Jones, it was reported earlier in this week that they have interest in trying to acquire a particular player in a trade. His name is Max Crosby.
I laughed already when I saw this and just made me laugh again.
So they traded Micah Parsons for some picks.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're like, you know what we could use? Pass rusher.
Could sure use a pass rush.
This just confirmed to me that him trading Micah Parsons, it was completely 100% personal.
They don't like that dude.
It was personal.
They don't like that. Which, again, there was reports that, you know, Micah did some things and maybe there was some lack of preparedness or freewheeling or whatever that but
it was personal.
That's
it was
crazy.
Personal.
I think you're right.
Yeah, because I'm sure he probably said, oh, yeah, you know, we trying to make the best deal. This was a personal move. You probably didn't like him.
I think you're right, but I also think it kind of shows that Jerry Jones wakes up every day and says, what am I going to do today? Like, there's no plan. There's no, you know, 5-year philosophy or anything. It's like, what do I feel like doing today? That's kind of what I got out of it, too.
Yeah, it does feel like that somewhat. On the text line from the 361, going back a story, Tua is going to be the first person to go into concussion protocol because of his press conference answers. yikes. Quick couple of things around the NFL before we wrap this up. Jane Daniels is out for the Commanders, who will be facing off against the Chiefs. So in a big game that the Commanders probably would really like to win, Marcus Mariota is going to be starting for them. And also, Lamar Jackson back to practice yesterday.
How about that?
Which in other years, that would have been like, oh, well, that's going to fix everything. This year, not so much.
Not so much, but you'd rather have him than not. And how many weeks has it been now? Since 3, 4?
It does feel like that, yeah.
Yeah, because they were talking about, well, maybe he'll be back this week. Nope.
Yeah, this is 3.
Going into the Texans game.
It was going into the Texans game. So it was obviously that week 5 matchup, week 6. He missed week 7. And now week 8, it looks like he'll be returning. Mm-hmm. But he will have a full belly. Did you see the viral video of him going out, getting some fried food? People said it was after midnight. I'm pretty sure it wasn't. I'm pretty sure that was incorrect. But do you have any problem with the quarterback going and maybe not having the most stellar diet?
Have you seen him?
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. As soon as one of the players on your team can actually catch him and track him down, talk about him and his fried food habits. Until then, go and eat all the gas station food that you want, Lamar. Get well soon. All right, there you go. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. Coming up next, let's talk to former Texans pass rusher and our friend that we talk to every Thursday, ND Kalu. Let's see if he has a little more optimism than we do. We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.